Okay, we're excited now.
Okay, hey everybody, this is... Oh, fuck. Sorry, no. Edit.
Don't edit that out. It's great.
Okay. Hey everybody, this is Penny for your Top Odd, coming at you with the third installment of Answering Questions with GWA Friends. On the line, we have resident pervert and GWA performer, Tess DeSula.
Well, you're going to be nicer to me.
No, this is definitely not.
No, okay, but do I have to, like, make a theme song for myself?
You have to! Yes, please.
Okay. I was thinking, like... Actually, I did this the other day. I was in bed, and I was thinking, what's going to be my song? It's like, Tess DeSula. But...
Hey, that was good!
Yeah, because I
don't know... Like, Hallelujah.
I was more thinking, like, if you've seen Arrested Development...
Yes!
Mr. F.
I love that show!
As well, so, you know, it kind of fits.
Hey, that's actually pretty good. I actually love Arrested Development,
Oh, it's pretty good, is it? Okay, good. You know, just pretty good.
It's pretty... Gosh. Well, it got bad. I find
Not
that
bad.
It got bad.
It's okay.
It started off so good, and then it got kind of like... Wah, wah.
This guy. That probably sums me up quite well, actually.
Yeah, so that's probably you. So before we get started... You know that Melt was my last guest who nominated you to be on, correct?
No, but I have saved your interview with her, and I will be listening to it probably tonight.
Well, I have some bad news for you, because on it, she claimed that you wouldn't come on my show because, and I quote, you don't have the balls. What do you have to say to her now?
I think she's seen my balls. No, probably not. I would say what I say to every Australian person I meet. Go away. Nobody likes you.
Oh my God. Way to polarize your audience. Okay, so...
I don't think any Australian knows how to use the internet.
Oh my God.
They're going to kill me. I know some Australians.
They're going to fucking end you. Bats is going to end you. Pastrami fan.
God, there's more than I knew.
Yeah, exactly.
No, Australia is a great country. From Auckland to Wellington, it's just got all these wonderful cities. The North Island, South Island, beautiful country.
You still just insulted them. Okay.
Why?
So.
Oh, that's New Zealand. Ah, my bad. Gosh.
Oh my God, I didn't even realize.
You didn't even realize.
No, but geography.
That's insulting to Australians.
Yeah, it is. I'm so sorry, but you tricked me. I forgot. You're a bad person, and you're bad at geography. All right, so, you decided that you wanted me to pick the questionnaire for us to do, correct? Yes. But to make...
Yes.
To make it more interesting, Melt and I both nominated one. So I have them in front of me, and you're going to pick a number between 1 and 10, and that will decide which one we do.
Sure.
So, okay, pick a number between 1 and 10.
Okay, I'm going to pick... God, my immediate instinct is to go for 7.
Everyone
goes for 7. It's just the number you go for, right? So you got like a secondary guess. 3. Turn it around again. 9.
So 9 is your
guess. Yes.
Okay, so we are doing the random questionnaire by Pulsating Clouds. Have you seen
Pulsating
that one?
Pulsating Clouds. I have seen it. I haven't done it.
So good.
That's good.
That is good. Because that would.
But I don't really remember it.
That's so, even know. Better.
Even better.
So I am going to send you... the questions right
Please
now.
Do.
Because you need to
And
answer.
Remember to shove that microphone in your mouth.
Oh, right, yeah, thank you. That I feel like that was intentionally filthy. Shove that microphone right in your mouth.
Then you immediately took it out of your mouth. Put it back in.
1 second. Okay.
Sorry. The reason for that is that, listeners, dear listeners, is that I can barely hear Penny.
It's
so
true.
I'm happy to remind her. To like speak like she's presenting cricket or you know, was it billiards or something, you know, with these
billiards,
yes, they're like, oh, now the man takes the thing right up to the ball. It's fantastic. Oh, what a shot. That's beautiful.
Oh so, yeah, my word. That's pretty good. I'm trying
it's
to
not
make
my sure. first rodeo. Okay, how do I look at the things while looking at the things? I press that button.
You press the button that looks like a talking bubble.
Okay.
But I'm not
really awesome,
you...
never dead, out of mind, random questionnaire.
Yeah.
You deleted some questions? Oh, you don't
no,
want
no,
to see
I
them.
Didn't. I tried to space them, and then Microsoft Word
okay.
did that.
Yes.
There's cool. 10. There's 10 questions altogether. Then I have a bonus question for you, and you were supposed to prepare one for me. Did you do that?
I have not prepared a bonus question for you, as such. No. I was hoping for my great improvisational mind to come up with something on the go, you know, because that's how professionals do it.
Oh, my mistake. I'm not a professional, so I wrote one down.
Okay, well, you're just an amateur. I know.
I know. I'm not as good as you.
It's embarrassing, but we're not going to talk too much about the embarrassing bits of your life. We're going to just go straight into the professional stuff.
Okay, so, Tess the Sula, how are you right now?
Well, I'm quite excited right now, to be really honest with you, Penny. This is, you know, I've only done a few sort of collab questionnaire stuff. I think they're a lot of fun, so I'm a bit excited. I had my performance review, annual performance review today. Wonderful. Went quite well.
Oh, good. You know, congrats.
I'm a good peon. And I have a new rug in my house.
Does it really tie the room together?
It does really tie the room together, actually.
That's good.
Good. So yeah, I'm pretty good. I've had dinner. I'm just chilling out. How is things with you 5 hours ago?
5 hours ago, they were good. I was at work. I was drinking an ice cap, and
what's an ice cap?
What?
Remember.
Oh right.
Not everyone is in Canada right now.
I don't understand. An ice cap is an ice cappuccino. So it's a cappuccino that's frozen and blended, and it's beautiful.
I see. I think we just call those frozen cappuccinos.
Yeah, it's called an ice cap here in Canada, where we have better names for everything.
It's true.
We don't end everything in Shire. So
it's getting pretty close to the bone already. And it's like the first question, which is simply, how are you? She's already going to fucking bring down England.
Never. Only the fact that you guys name everything after Shires. Okay. So, when answering a questionnaire, dear Tess the Sula, do you have answers ready? Do you have an idea of the questions? Or do you go in totally blind?
My procedure over the course of my career as a professional audio porn star, international audio porn star, has been to largely just have a quick look at the questionnaire to make sure it's something that I want to do, like that the questions are interesting, that they have kind of interesting implications and possibilities. You can jump off and start talking about dinosaur sex or whatever.
Dragon sex, but yeah.
Dragon sex is obviously a key one.
Yeah.
Do they do it in the sky? Do they do it on the ground? Do they have to be in a hot place? I mean, there's a lot of questions.
I actually have a follow-up question right now, which is dinosaur sex?
What about dinosaur sex?
You mentioned dinosaur sex.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I'm not obsessed with it like you seem to be.
I did that stupid laugh again, yes, damn it! It's because what is dinosaur sex? Tell for the people at home that don't know and aren't obsessed like me.
Well, as far as I'm aware, dinosaur sex is just dinosaurs having sex. I mean, what is it? Is it a euphemism? Do you think it's a euphemism?
I most definitely think it's a euphemism.
Okay, all right. Okay. Dinosaur sex really is when you hold your arms up like a T-Rex when you're doing the girl from behind, and you're trying to like paw at her hair, but can't reach. And you give like a velociraptor shriek when you come. and that is actually it's very arousing for the woman because she feels like it's primal lust. This is something that happened before cavemen. This is Genesis in her cunt. I mean, it's really fucking going for it.
Oh my god.
But you have to really go for it. You can't sort of hop out.
Please say Velociraptor again.
Velociraptor.
No, you said it different before. Okay.
I change every 20 minutes.
Right, because your accent, I don't think you really have an accent. I think you just kind of like, whatever you feel, you wake up, I feel like being British today. You're going to wake up and feel like being Russian tomorrow.
Sometimes, yes. That was terrible.
That wasn't too bad, actually.
It is. Okay. to sort of return.
Right.
To swing wildly back towards the question.
Right.
No, I just have a little quick look at them, see they're interesting, and then I purposely almost try not to think too much about them because I like to do a lot of my rambling in during the audio, as it were. Although sometimes that comes back to bite me in the ass when it's kind of like, oh, who? What's your favorite movie? And you're sort of, oh gosh, I didn't think about what my favorite movie is. And then you think of, and you say something that comes to mind. It's like the first movie you saw, say, oh my god, 2012, the best disaster movie ever made. Like,
oh. Please tell me that's not on the list ever.
No, exactly, but you might just have it stuck in your head, so you're sitting there going, I can only think of 2012, what is wrong with me? Which is unfortunate, because then you forget the really amazing movies like, gosh, just the top of my head, Armageddon, right?
Just off the top of your head, are you just looking at your list of movies?
The background of my computer is...
Are you serious?
Bruce Willis making love to Ben Affleck on a meteor, right?
Oh, send it over. I'd like that on the back of my computer, too.
I'm joking. I do not have that.
Guys, he's not joking. I can see it right now.
Yeah. No, that's my cock.
Jesus. Okay.
What do you think my Skype picture is going to be? Of course it is. So tell me, Penny.
Okay.
When you are answering a questionnaire, do you have answers ready or have an idea of the questions, or do you go in totally blindly?
I actually do exactly what you do, was where I give a cursory glance just to see what's there. Just to make sure there's nothing terrifying, like, give us your social security number.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean?
What is your mother's maiden name? Oh, yeah.
Exactly. And so then, I, like you, like, I like to keep it as fresh as possible. But even with these ones, I tried to just give, like, a quick glance, make sure you couldn't be too filthy, and then came back.
Well, you failed.
I know! We already started talking about dinosaur sex. Like, I'm screwed. I can't help it.
To be fair, you kind of pressured me on that one. I was like, let's just let it go, Penny. Let's talk about dog sex. I mean, come on. Let's get to the good stuff. Wolf on wolf. You know, but then you're like, oh, I love pterodactyls. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I actually love Triceratops.
No. I love Tyrannosaurus. No, bitch.
I'm so fucking offended. How dare you think the Triceratops is my
Triceratops.
Favorite?
Oh, but what is this?
Right. I don't know. It's happening. And now that you said it once, and now that it's in my head, and now
you're
I can't
do it the
stop.
Whole time.
Yeah, I am.
You're going to go to work, and people will be like, what happened to Penny's lab? It's turned into this sort of thing. It's sort of like Tina Belcher. Jesus Christ.
I can't do Tina Belcher. Tess the Sula. Yes. What was your first submitted work on GWA? Not including comments and verification. Were you proud of the outcome?
A good question. What was my first submitted work? So it was definitely porn. Obviously, it's GWA, so I thought it was like recorded. I think. Can I actually go and check?
You may.
Would that be allowed?
You are allowed.
Oh, might take a long time. Me going like next.
That's okay. That's why I edit things. With really bad sound effects, so you're fine.
Can't edit in, can we? We can just do the sound effects now, just start singing. Go.
I'm panicked.
One time I saw you and you were walking. That's not even a song.
I was going to say, is that a song? What is that?
Okay, here it is.
That was really fast. I'm impressed. Okay.
I haven't submitted that much. it was what you do. So it's like a kind of ramble fab thing that I do.
That's very specific. Yeah, thank you.
Well, like, none of my audience, okay, most of them are not really very specific.
Yeah, they
just
are.
Kind of like, hey, you're sexy, and I think sexy things about you.
But usually they have a theme. They usually have a theme, like your last one was yoga or something, or going to the gym.
This was very much, well, to sort of talk about the I'm saying Genesis a lot today, I don't know why. To talk about the genesis of this audio, it was 1966. I had just met Bob Harris for the first time. I actually made this as a kind of like to a specific performer. It was a private message to a specific performer,
right?
And they were like, you know, this is really good. You should post this, basically. So I edited out the bits that were like, hi, my name is. Or it's more like, hello. My name's just the super, and I real like you. I'm a big fan.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna come
on
over
like
you.
Droopy dog. Like,
and that doesn't turn you on? I'm confused.
No, we've established dinosaurs too. So.
Dinosaurs, okay.
Yeah.
No, it didn't start like that at all. But you know, there might have been bits where I used her username or something.
For sure.
Yeah, so basically just posted that. It got a fairly good reaction. Which is always nice about GW. Everyone's very keen to help people who start.
Totally.
Feel welcome. And then I kind of went crazy and released a whole bunch of things, I think.
Were you proud of it?
Well, I've never been one to really spend a lot of time planning or, you know, post-production effects or anything like that on my audios. I mean, like, to be honest, the most I've done, I think, is listen to something of what I've done. And even though I don't listen to the whole thing, I just find the bits that I know were bad and kind of fix them a little bit. Because there's so little effort involved, I find it difficult to put too much pride into them. I know that a lot of people, you know, actually do put sound effects, they put in, they spend a lot of time editing, they spend a lot of time writing the script and things like that, and, you know, I think you can be really justifiably proud of something that comes out incredibly well. For me, it was like, you know, that worked. I get more like, oh, it worked quite well, people liked it, and that makes me happy, rather than, you know, that was a really good piece of work.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. That makes. Are there any that you've recorded that you are proud of?
God, I can hardly remember what I've recorded. I think there are ones where, like, you know, I thought I had, because a lot of what I do is just sort of like improvisation. You know, I'm just kind of
It's really
fantasizing,
good.
Or rambling off the top of my head. So sometimes I feel, you know, okay, this was a really, like, the idea really worked, and I built on it really well, and it was a kind of cohesive ramble that came together quite well. So I think there are things like that that I think worked well, but I don't know, like, it's me jerking off on a audio. It's not the Mona Lisa here.
It's the Mona Lisa of GWA porn. I think actually your improvisational
skills... Moaning Lisa.
Oh! That was really good.
My name is Lisa.
What? Not Lisa. I was like, wait, what? You have been catfishing me. So none really come to mind.
No, but that, I mean, I don't want to give the impression that I'm not, like, happy with what I've done.
No, of course.
Like, I'm what the opposite of proud is.
But proud just isn't the word that you.
Yeah, no, it's more like, you know, that was fun. I think it was hot, and I hope other people found it hot. So that's kind of. Good enough.
So you're pleased.
I am pleased.
Pleased. But I will say, I find your improvisation pretty impressive, because I couldn't do that, even if it wasn't, like, sexy times. Like, improvisation's really difficult. So...
Yeah, it can be, and there have been times when, you know, I've sort of had the vague desire to record, but my brain has just been sort of like an empty black pit of... non-sexual things, so it's kind of like, if there's no point sticking a microphone in front of my face, I'm just going to go like, hi there, so I was naked, and, and I'm coming, okay, and no one wants to listen to that for 20 minutes.
Do you know what,
like,
though?
Napoleon Dynamite or something.
Do you know you felt lord? Eat your quesadilla.
God!
Hey, that's really good! I'm trying to think of... I can't think of anything else he said. But, oh yeah, where's my chopstick?
It's actually really serious. We met online, we talked for like 2 hours.
Yeah, I forgot his brother! Yes!
So, yeah, what was... Yes, no, improvisation, yes, it's it's good. I get... That's something that I do like, is that I can talk for 20 minutes or, you know, 15 minutes and keep it going and stuff, and sometimes even do like a little story if it's a kind of scenario that I'm improvising. So I am pleased with that, yeah.
I'm glad you're pleased.
If I had to sort of stamp myself with a little thing, it'd be like, not bad at improv while jerking off.
Yeah, can you put that on your CV? I think that's
it. Is actually on the bottom of my CV. I have a link to my.
Oh, thank goodness! Thank goodness. Missed opportunity if you didn't.
Well, it's on my, you know, my annual performance reviews, as I was saying today. So we just listened to a couple.
What did they say? Were they impressed?
Well, I don't work there anymore now. Obviously, like, I mean, but that I don't know if that was that or if it was just because I rank at work. I mean. It could be anything.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
It's hard to judge. It's really hard to judge.
Yeah, hard to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about yourself, Penny? What was your first submitted work on GWA, excluding comments and verifications? Were you proud of the outcome?
I guess technically my very first one was transference therapy, but I sent it to Avalon from a fake throwaway account.
Ah, so you were catfishing Avalon. Okay.
Yeah, obviously. I was like, please be my boyfriend. No, just kidding.
Be my boyfriend. I'm 32. I'm from a little town in Wisconsin. And I have enormous tits.
Oh my god. Anyway.
And what was the outcome? Did he marry you? Are you married now?
Yeah, no, he's in the other room. No.
Oh, hi, Avalon. That's good.
Like he's, if he's listening to this, he's like, holy shit, she's a creep.
Holy shit, I gotta cut contact with that person.
No.
I can't believe she's not from Wisconsin, what the hell?
And she's not 32, not fucking old. No. I forget what I was saying. Damn it.
That's first therapy that you sent to him.
Right, yes. So I sent that to him. So technically that was my first one. I was proud of it, because I worked for at least 2 hours on it. So, what?
I spent, was it 1 hour? No, it was 2 whole hours.
It's 2 hours of writing. That's a lot.
Okay, yeah.
Shut up.
Is
it feels like a lot. Is that not?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm used to writing books, so no. Not.
Way to just crowbar that in there. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention, I'm an author. Oh yeah.
No big deal, guys. I think what I meant to say was writing on the scale.
Sure.
Not, you know, because my industry.
Sure.
Sure.
Okay, sorry. Sure. Congratulations, you wrote a book. We're really happy for you. Anyway.
God, asshole.
Oh my god. You're so
yeah. Good. So you were proud. You thought it was a good script.
I don't know if proud. I don't know. Proud is a weird word to attribute to something.
Especially
that I'm
when
like.
You say it. Proud.
What?
It's a little bit strange. Isn't that?
Proud.
Never mind. Let's continue. Let's edit all this out. Let's have a 2 minute audio.
No, I'm keeping.
Just gonna be like question one, question two, question three, question four. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, that was a really good thing to put.
Yes.
Tessa was pretentious because he writes a book. No, I'm just kidding. I'm jealous.
Didn't you write a book? I mean, what's going on here? Like, you wrote porn, didn't you?
I did. Well, no, it was porn with a story, but I did not publish it.
It was Erotica.
Yeah, it was Erotica. In the
it's a nice game. Black and white cover of a man holding a tie.
The shit sells itself.
Exactly.
So yeah, I don't know if proud would be the word. I was pleased. And when he recorded it, I was chuffed. So, yeah.
You were chuffed.
I was chuffed. That's the word I'd use. Because I was like, oh my god, he recorded it. This is so exciting. OMG. So exciting.
And it encouraged you to do some more.
It did, like a fuck ton more. I was looking at my pace bin and I was like, do I have a job? Because apparently I do a lot of writing about this. So, yeah.
But only 2 hours at a time, so you know.
No, that's for only long ones. That one was so long. And it included a lot of sound.
That is what she said. Yeah. So how long did it take you to bang out a script, then, on average?
Depends on the length. So, like, my average one, 30 to 45 minutes.
And you're jerking off. It is included in that as well, or do you do that after or before?
I do that reviewing it. So
reviewing it, okay.
Yeah.
You're like, one hand down the trousers.
We don't call it jacking off, we call it jilling off. When
jilling,
you're a girl.
Jack and Jill.
Exactly. See? Yeah.
Okay.
So, what?
Okay, so it's not included in the 45 minutes.
No, because that would add on at least like 4 more hours and
4 hours. Yeah. I mean, you have to get the dinosaur suit on. That takes,
exactly. Ooh. You
no
get
one
it.
To zip you up. Ages, and the short arms you can't even reach. So
exactly.
You have to, like,
it's like an HFO just, every.
That's
time.
Why you. That's why you're screaming the whole time because you can't reach.
I'm so frustrated.
I gotta fucking come. So what do your neighbors think?
My neighbors probably like, that Penny girl is a major fucking pervert that's way
she's
too into dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Majorly. When she's not
or
writing
she's like,
stuff.
Or they're like, she really liked Jurassic Park. Yeah. Every night she's recreating that bit with the water in the little glass.
No.
Yeah.
I recreate the scene in the kitchen with the velociraptors.
Ah.
So scary. I love that movie. Have you
Penny,
seen it?
Penny.
What?
Penny.
What?
Penny.
What?
There are kids in that scene.
Don't make it weird. There are kids in the glass scene too, pervert.
Yep, there's also Jeff Goldblum, so it's kind of like, I see what's going on here, alright.
That's fair, that's
sexuality.
Well, isn't Sam Neill in the end of the Velociraptor scene? I don't remember. It's been so long.
Sam Neill is a gentle giant. He's not a sex god, he's more of a...
Sam Neill? He's like everyone's dad, it's true.
He's different. And continues to be. I don't know how old that man is, but he...
I feel like he stopped aging. Kind of like Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves hasn't aged since I was in love with him in the 12th grade. So, he's obviously Dorian Gray.
Something like that. He has some sin somewhere that he's allowed to take his age or something. Yeah.
Ooh.
These are classical references to the books of Oscar Wilde, of course. more or less.
There's an oil painting of him somewhere.
Yes. Thank you for explaining that for our less well-read readers. Listeners. people on the gramophone.
Can you imagine someone trying to transcript this? They'd be like, oh, fuck this, forget it.
Laughing. I don't know how to transcribe the sound of a velociraptor shrieking as it ejaculates, so I'm just going to put I quit there. Okay, good.
Okay, what is something in your life...
It's just like, it's gonna stop. The stage is gonna stop. We're like, and now onto the question.
It's because okay, I have to like collect myself. Okay. Alright. I just slapped my own cheek. Okay. Ooh, what Jesus. Is something.
You're up here already.
Pardon me?
Getting very kinky in here. I'm slapping myself.
What is something in your life that you never thought would happen?
Why don't you go first and I'll ponder an answer that isn't, I just never thought that I would, you know. See that mountain in my life, and it's so big. So you just go for it.
Okay. I didn't think I would get into this grad school program because it was really specialized, and they only accepted like 10 people. But I got in, so that I legit did not think it would happen because my GPA was not that great. But thank you. Yeah.
What school did you say you went to?
Yeah. Right.
No. Yeah. Right. God. Yeah, little cat fisherman. See you over there. Yeah, like old net and rod.
I don't
Fuck
think
you,
so.
Hoser.
Fuck yeah. You, hoser. That was a really good Canadian. Can you please do that again? That was really good.
No, you're going to have to edit that out as well. I don't want anyone to know that like, I said those words.
No, are you serious? No, it was really good.
I'm not your performing monkey.
That's
Penny,
actually
okay?
Exactly what you are.
Oh, shit. I knew there was a reason I was tied to this organ grinder man.
Oh my god!
Got the same idea at the same time, guys. I never thought that would happen. Oh, I got it!
Okay.
Nailed the question. I never thought I would be the kind of guy who lives in London, which is where I live.
Why?
I don't know. It's just like. It's such a... The big city doesn't really appeal to me.
Gotcha.
Unfortunately, you know, they tend to be the places where all the jobs are.
Yeah.
Especially in the industry that I work in, they're kind of concentrated in very small areas. And, you know, I don't mind living here. There's so much going on, and I have a lot of friends here. Like, a lot of my friends sort of moved to London the same way that I did. But, you know, when I was...
Sorry, I'm so sorry. I just hiccuped right into the microphone.
Okay.
Because you told me not to move away. I'm sorry.
It's true. I'm going to move back, actually. You're getting quieter again.
Okay. Sorry.
That's better. And I was in the middle of my...
I know! I'm so sorry. I felt awful as soon as I did it.
You must get that sex a lot as well. That's where that came from. That's great.
Don't know where it came from. Your pervy mind. That's where it came
from.
Yeah,
that's true.
I'm sorry. Okay, so... Go on.
So yeah, no, it is good, but it is a place that I don't want to necessarily stay in forever. Like I would.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where would you like to live?
Somewhere more rural. Hmm. You know, I like the country. My parents live now. They've retired into the countryside. I like that.
Yeah? Yeah. Do you think you'd find jobs out there?
Well, this is when I say.
Oh, you mean like when you're...
When I'm dead, you know, I'll get my coffin parked on the side road in the countryside.
You mean like when you're old and retired?
Well, I think that might be the realistic option, yes.
Oh, I thought you meant like in a couple years, once you're stuck in the rat race.
Yeah. Who knows?
Okay.
I might break free.
Well, I wish you luck on your follow-up novel.
Thank you.
Maybe that'll be the thing that just makes you millions.
I'll call it Breaking Free.
Exactly.
But, story of Penny.
Well, then I definitely get royalties.
Ooh,
yeah.
Your real name isn't Penny. I discovered this quite recently, so...
Sure it is. It's
don't
my
know if it applies
nom de plume.
To you.
That's true. It could be...
I'm gonna call my lawyer friend.
Okay.
Bye. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I wouldn't hang up on your face.
On my face. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Should I? Can I go first? Can I ask this one?
Yeah. Sure.
Penny.
Yeah.
How old were you when you fell in love with me? And how did it feel?
Sorry. No.
Sorry.
Sorry to break it to you.
No.
This is gonna be hard.
Wait, do you remember in The Simpsons where, like, you can actually see the moment where his heart rips out of his chest? Sorry. Sorry, Tessa.
Yep.
Too much of a man whore.
I am way too much of a man whore. The actual question, dear listeners, is how old were you when you first fell in love with someone, not necessarily me? How did that feel?
I was 21?
21. Wow, so quite a late
did you say,
love.
Oh, I thought you were going to say quite a long time ago. I was like, fuck you. I am not that old. Was that late?
I mean, I guess that depends on what you think love is, I suppose. I mean, a lot of people would have, their crushes and their romances when they were teenagers or whatever, or even younger, I suppose, for some people, where they're happy to call, that falling in love.
Oh,
but,
no.
Maybe you have more of a kind of strict definition of it.
I do.
And save it for those important people. And then you're going to be saying, like, I saw a picture of a celebrity that I fell in love when I was 21. And I'm like, oh, gosh.
It was a picture of Colin Farrell. And I was that's the man for me. I don't need anybody else. No, it's 21. I didn't think that. I thought that was kind of early, actually. So, like, fall in love?
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, what is love? What is love?
What is love? Love
baby,
is...
don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me no more. Love is... I think I've mentioned this, is that it is putting someone else before you, like, without resenting it, or because you want to. Someone making you a better person, and you in turn make them a better person.
Aww.
And I think you can't do that when you're 16, or... I mean, you could, but I think it would be much more difficult than if you're in your 20s. What
deep
about
stuff.
You?
Deep stuff.
Yeah, no.
So tell me more about it. How did it feel? What was it like? What was going on here?
How did it feel?
Let's open this flower. Turn it into a story.
It felt like a warm bath. That is how I would describe it.
So you saw this person, you got to know them, and it felt like a warm bath.
And it felt like I'd known him forever, even though I didn't, obviously, know him forever.
Because you are not immortal, as it turns out.
I am, but he's not.
Ah, so you were just faking being 21.
Yeah, exactly.
Catfish.
I was actually
okay. Yeah.
2100. Yeah.
And it was just a dude, just a dude, another dude.
Just another, yeah, my long list of guys I've fallen in love with, yeah.
Well, it wasn't sort of, oh, here's my college professor. Yes, I have.
I wish. Have you seen my college professors? Damn!
Yes, I have.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the weird part of this story.
Which is the weird part is you were that college professor. No, I'm just kidding.
I am that college professor.
No. Well, yeah, he was my first love. Yeah.
Okay.
And my
cool.
last love, actually.
You have never fallen in love again?
I have not. I have not, no.
Oh.
Love is a tough one. Love, you can like love. Someone, you can like them a lot. You can like them super, super lots, but...
Super duper a lot
super
sometimes.
Duper a lot, OMG. But,
yeah.
I don't know, love's elusive. What
so,
about you?
What
wait,
do you
sorry.
Think? Well, I'm not done.
Okay. I feel like I'm
what
on Barbara Walters, yeah?
So, like... When you like somebody,
yeah.
How different do you think that is from love? I mean, from love, do you think it takes like a little bit more, you sort of depth or something? Is it
yeah.
is it like a bit maybe ephemeral, a bit maybe transitory. I don't know. I'm just trying to sort of get to grips with when you're like, when did you think this? You know, this isn't just me lusting after this guy or really enjoying their presence. This is actually something that is worthy of those four capital letters. F U C K.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to, we don't have to answer this. It's just I'm interested.
No, it's totally fair. I'm just trying to think. So you asked me many things and I'm trying to like rearrange them in my head. When did I know it wasn't just liking him, it was love?
Yeah.
I think if you ask anyone that, it's always like, I can't really pinpoint a time. Which is
most people say it's when I let it put it in my ass.
Well, sorry. Then I guess I never loved anyone.
You never loved him at all.
I've never loved anyone. No.
Me and my uncle.
That's so terrible. Oh my god, that's so terrible. Okay, so I would say.
More seriously, yes.
Love is when you take a bullet for someone. Yeah.
So you took a bullet for this guy?
I would have. Yeah. I would have. Like, and without thinking about it, I would have. Yeah.
Like, somewhere non-vital, or you know.
No, I would have died. I would have died for this person. It is true. Yes.
Jeez.
I know.
He's a tough guy.
I know, he's pretty great.
Is it too much to go? What happened?
Okay.
We'll move on. We'll skate over it.
Yeah.
What
about you? How old were you when you first fell in love with me?
I was 4 at the time, and I thought it was really inappropriate. You were a terrible, terrible godmother.
Oh my god! I'm a year older than you, Jesus! How old were you?
She likes to pretend she's a year older.
What?
Freaky deaky. She's in her 60s.
Oh my voice is just really in. How old were you when you first fell in love with someone?
Love.
In general, not me.
I think I have to sort of, refer back to when I first kind of actually told a person I was in love with them.
Okay.
And I think that maybe skates over, and now this is my image of choice, skating over.
It's good.
Some infatuations as a younger person where...
Oh, sure.
There, that would have been in my, early 20s. So maybe it's not that unusual.
Yeah, see, I think it's pretty normal.
I don't know, I didn't really have any sort of long-term relationships as a teenager, so...
Me neither.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, we were just both late bloomers.
Yeah, late bloomer. So yeah, the college girlfriend... University.
We have university, yeah. Go on.
Yeah, we have universities over here, too.
Oh my gosh, twinsies!
It was one of those things where I don't know. There's that thing when you like somebody where you find it difficult to contain yourself in a way where like you know you want to be around them, you want to touch them, you want to kiss them, and it doesn't feel planned or kind of premeditated in the sense you just. You could be hanging around, like, making dinner or something, and you just kind of turn her and just kiss them, because that's just how it feels right. It feels like a sensible thing to be doing. And in the same way, I think we were lying in bed or something, and just sort of go, I love you kind of thing.
Aww.
And it wasn't sort of like, this is the moment where I'm going to tell them I love you. It was just sort of like, yeah, this is an obvious thing that we should be saying kind of thing.
Aww, that's sweet.
So in that sense, it felt very much like a natural, easy, the right thing to say, and it felt perfect for that moment. That's what it felt like. I think that has happened since. But at the same time, clearly those relationships didn't work out.
Yeah. Can I ask what happened with the first one?
I think in the end, we were not perhaps so well suited to each other, which I don't necessarily think devalues what I just said.
No. It's you can love someone and then like love changes.
Yeah,
love is an ever-changing thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it ended very amicably. We both sort of knew good. That it wasn't quite working for both of us. And there was also things to do with, like, distance and stuff, which kind of grew. Actual geographical distance.
yeah, I figured it wasn't just metaphorical.
Yeah. We're just pining over this length of the dining room table. but that sort of, you know, grew with due to circumstances we didn't really have any control over, which made it difficult. It just sort of been like, let's not drag this out when it will only kind of eventually cause us to kind of resent each other, I suppose.
Well, that's mature. It's a mature way to approach it.
I'm a mature guy. I mean,
you're really not, so that's why I'm shocked.
Look.
What?
No, I was going to talk about my dinosaur suits, but I realized there.
There's a time and place for everything.
There's a time and place in there. And it's at the Jurassic Park ride at Universal Studios.
I love that ride so much! And oh my goodness, no.
Now you don't. Now you're sitting there going, oh my god, you've ruined it forever.
You have. You've ruined it for so many people. Okay, wait. Can I ask follow-up questions then? How many times have you been in love? Strangled voice? Yeah.
Yeah!
That, like, crackled my headphone.
Oh my god. I'm trying not to stutter into the microphone too much. I'm thinking maybe two or three more times, maybe one or two, something like that ballpark of numbers.
Between one and three?
Yeah, something like that.
Let's go with two. We'll just, we'll
break even. Split the difference.
Split the difference, we'll say you've been in love. Categorically, three times altogether.
Yeah, okay.
Yes?
That sounds pretty accurate.
What is one of your biggest fears to Thesula? And tell us a story of you experiencing it. So, what's one of your biggest fears?
Maybe my biggest fear...
is yourself.
...is not finding an answer to the question. my god, and I'm facing it right now.
Oh my god, nice try.
And I cry. And then I come overcome my fear, and we make it into a Lifetime movie.
Obviously. And I also get royalties from that! Go on.
Yes, you're gonna be so rich right
I
now.
I need to be rich. I'd make such a good rich person, I don't think you understand.
I know, I would be so good at being a rich person. I have so high taste for rich things.
Well, and
my velvet couch.
I'd be like a... Let's tell the people at home about that velvet couch.
I have a purple velvet couch.
It's beautiful. You have a lot of colorful pillows.
I do.
You
and
like
a lot
of color.
Little furry blanket, which I can sleep under when it's cold.
Oh, you sound like a girl in university. It's so cute. My velvet couch is purple, and there's a lot of pillows, and I have this fuzzy blanket I snuggle
under.
But
that girl doesn't go to university. She goes to college.
And OMG, I'm going to the Mixer on Friday, and you should totally go there.
I'm going to go, and I'm going to meet Travis, and I'm going to fuck him. Like such a bitch.
Okay.
I give great head, honey.
I know. Everyone talks about it. You're such a whore.
Such a slut. Okay, so what is like my biggest fear?
What is your biggest fear aside?
What's my biggest fear?
Roots.
It's like you know, it's like publicness and crowds, and you like you know a lot of, not necessarily public speaking, but just being around people, I suppose.
Is that actually your biggest fear? Is being around people?
No, I do like people. I like things, but what I'm trying to say is that the fear of, I suppose failure is the kind of right word, but maybe not performing to expectations in a way. Like, if things are delegated to me and I don't have a clear idea of what they actually want from me, if you know what I mean? Like, someone says write a report and you have no idea what they actually think the report should look like. I find that very, very difficult because I don't know what success looks like, so how can I get there? So I find it to be a very anxiety-causing situation for me. Even if, you know, actually no one at work cares or if they'd be perfectly happy with whatever I do, it can be quite worrying, and I don't necessarily deal well with that.
Okay.
It's not a great fear, really. It's not like spiders or arachnophobia or those are two the same thing.
I was going to say, guess what? Two the same thing.
And the same things. There was this thing, right, when we were at the zoo, I think in Singapore, and they have this... like it's a wooden walkway that goes through a zone with snakes and stuff in it.
Ugh.
So they're all like out on the branches. So it's fine, and you're on a raised walkway.
Okay.
But so and each end of this walkway, it has like a sort of airlock door. So you open one door, go into space, open the next door, and then you're in the thing, right?
Yeah.
We were going in there, and a snake had gotten into the bit between the two doors. So I was with my sister, and she just ran.
Fuck yeah! Your sister knows what she's doing. Yes.
So me and my dad, we sort of like herded it back into the zone because we're real heroes.
You are real heroes. I'd be like, fuck it. Anyone else after me can deal with it. Your sister knew what she was doing.
So, boom! Where's she gone? Like, I don't know. So we're like looking around the zoo trying to find her. We found her in front of like the penguin exhibit, of course.
Of course! Penguins are so soothing.
I understand. This is very soothing. But that's like, you know, a real fear.
Well, no. I think that fear comes in all shapes. Yours is a legitimate
fear. I got left in the sea once. That counts.
Left in the sea?
Yeah, my parents abandoned me a lot.
Like, they forgot. They're like, oh, well, I guess we'll just leave Tetsuzula behind. It's pretty, like Home Alone.
Pretty much
Home
exactly.
Alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Home Alone, but in the ocean.
Yeah. So, Penny. Penny, Penny, Penny.
Yes.
Penny, Opo, Lenny. Tell me about your greatest fear.
One of my biggest fears? I got so many. I'm so nervous.
I got so many.
Like,
okay, day one.
Okay.
15th of August, 2010. that's me doing your voice, by the way.
Oh my god, why do I sound like my father? I'm so upset. He did! Alright, one of my biggest fears is closed spaces. Enclosed spaces. Claustrophobia.
Okay, yeah.
One time I knew this girl, I'm not gonna name her name. She's a real bitch.
Jenny!
No! She had a really unique name, that's why. Like, because then she, okay. Like, I'm so scared, like, someone could get back to her. She'd be like, how could you say this? I can't believe it! And anyway.
You ruined my life.
Right? Everyone's
all 15 people who listen to this hate me now.
So she invites me over, and she has one of those giant, like, tub crate, I can't think of the word. Like a giant tub, like a Rubbermaid. Do you have Rubbermaid?
Like a big sort of Tupperware kind of.
Yeah, but, like, it could fit a person.
Yeah.
So you obviously see where this story is going. She's like, Penny, get into this tub. She's like, let's face your fear. And I'm like,
How old were you?
I was 10.
Stupid, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know. And kids are trusting. I learned then, at the age of 10, you don't trust anyone.
Trust no one.
Exactly. So this bitch, she goes, Penny, get in the tub. Like, let's test this fear of yours. Like, you need to get over it. And I'm thinking, you know, I want to be self-actualized human being, for sure. I don't want to hold me back. I climb in.
You're
I'm like...
way cool 10-year-old.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm so smart. So she goes, oh, yeah, I'll just put the lid on. And I'm like, but you're not going to sit on it, right? Because that's my fear, right? And she's like, oh, my God, of course not. And her cousin's with her. You can see where this is going. They put me in there. They put the lid on top, and I'm already going like, I'm trying to like do deep breathing, box breathing.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm fine. This is a completely logical situation. They put the lid on. I hear it do that horrible snapping sound, like where it's locked.
Yeah.
And then those fuckers sat on it for 10 minutes while I screamed and tried to kick my way out. It was fucking dreadful. Dreadful. And I've never gotten over it. I'm still afraid of tight, dark places. Don't make that filthy.
I have a little story about something like that.
Tell us. Tell the people at home. What's your story?
So, I don't like being constricted.
Okay.
So it's a similar like thing, like, but it's a bit weird because it's not all the time. Like I feel like being sort of tied down to have sex would be quite fun, but but. There was a time when I had like sleeping bags when I was smaller.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that zip up the side.
Yeah.
I like to sort of burrow into it a little bit.
Cause yeah, me too.
Because in a weird way, I do quite like sort of small, cozy places.
That's totally different. Being snuggly is way different.
Yeah, snuggly. Exactly. But then I found that I couldn't, somehow I got turned around or something like that. It got twisted up at the end, so I couldn't like get out, and it was very small and quite tight.
Fuck.
So you know, you can't move your arms properly. You can't get stuck in an uncomfortable position. You're kind of trapped there, and I was really like freaking out. And so this idea of being unable to properly move,
oh
you know,
God.
and to stretch out and all that kind of, it really bothers me. And and that could be anything from like, you know, you're in a too small seat on like the train or something like that, and you're like,
totally.
You just can't move your legs for hours, and then it just becomes a sort of like, I'm gonna go crazy.
How do you do on planes?
I haven't been on any really super long plane journeys for a long. I mean, for a while I was flying back and forth from China, but
yeah,
more than that, I guess. I get it, not too bad actually, because there's more sort of the cabin itself is not very tight.
I guess that's true. Yeah, well, it depends if you're stuck.
Like, space above you and stuff. So like when I'm in bed, for example, you know, in hotels, I don't know, like they tuck the sheet underneath the bed.
Yeah.
The top sheet.
Yeah.
I was like, always gotta kick that out.
Really?
Alex.
Oh wow. Do you think you've heard the best music you have, or that some unknown track is out there waiting to blow your mind?
Well, I just want to note for everybody listening that Penny went out of her way to tell me before we did this, like, you know, if you ever say your name out loud, don't worry, just yell at it and cut it out. It's like, I have not done it once. Penny's done it like 9 times in the last 5 minutes. So I think this is more like her having to make sure that she did sort of, my name is Penny and I live at 142 Pennington Road, Pennyville.
Pennington Road, Canada. Pennyville.
Don't come over. I leave the door unlocked between 5 and 10. And I sleep really deeply. I've said this to someone else, I think. I'm not a hugely musical person.
No.
You know, I like listening to music. I like, you know, singing along and stuff. But I don't really go out of my... I don't, you know, listen to the radio very much or make sure I'm on top of new music and things like that. So if I do hear anything, it's just because it's kind of filtered into my life through whatever means music filters into your life, you know, TV and
radio,
and films and things. And yeah, listening, hearing the radio at a bar or something. Do radios play the bar? Do bars play the radio music? I don't know. You can tell I'm really au fait with what cool people do.
You're so hip, yeah.
I'm so hip. So I'm pretty certain that the music I would love most is somewhere out in the world. I mean, I have heard lots of good songs. I do have a lot of music that I love and would listen to a lot of, but I think it's pretty arrogant to say that I've found a song that would blow my mind. Blow my fucking mind!
I agree 100%.
Yeah. I mean, but like, surely everyone has to say that, right? Like, who can say
no, that?
No, because you know what you don't know, right?
Because there's some people who are like, this song, man, it speaks to me. Nothing else has ever come close. So I think that they'd be like, no, man. Like, it doesn't get better than Stairway to Heaven. I'm not saying that, but I'm, you know what I mean?
You love Stairway to Heaven.
I do. Yeah. I love Stairway to Heaven. I know, it's like the 40th time I've brought it up. I'm sorry, I'll edit it out. I'll edit out the other ones.
Yeah, so it's out there. It's out there somewhere.
Okay.
Because, like, I can, you know, just recently, not recently actually, but I randomly heard this Mongolian, like, well, I think it was actually Russian, but, like, throat singing music, you know, just like step music. So guys talking about their horse on the steps of Russia and like, and it was just so good. And I bought the album on iTunes, for fuck's sake.
Oh my goodness.
And I have it on my iPod. It's just like Mongolian throat singing or whatever the hell, Russian, whatever.
You know that Mongolian and Russian aren't the same thing, right, bud?
Right,
buddy?
Yo-hoser?
Yo-hoser? Why do people think that buddy is a Canadian thing? You're like the second UK person.
Hey, buddy.
Like that,
you
know. Please again. I missed it.
Hey, buddy. It's not the same thing, right? But you know what I mean, right? Buddy?
So impressed with your Canadian accent.
It's nothing.
It's nothing. Yeah, you hoser.
Yeah, you hoser. Go over there and play some hockey.
God. You're the man of a million accents. I'm impressed.
What I'm trying to say is that...
Yeah.
And that was just like, you know, I happened to click on a YouTube video or something, and it just like captured me. But it's not like... I happen to know that this style of throat singing is my jam. So there's going to be like some, you know, Brazilian, whatever the style of Brazilian music that happens to be big right now.
Okay.
That would really grab me, or some band in Nicaragua or, you know, Namibia or something that happens to play amazing music. So yeah, like who can say what?
So it definitely won't
speak to their soul.
It won't be someone in America or the UK or Europe. It'll be somewhere fucking random.
That's no way. I mean, every day, like, you know, I'll hear a song which is by some actually really popular band that I just happen to not have heard yet and go, oh, Jesus, that was amazing. Like, where can I find that?
Okay.
Probably on iTunes.
Probably on the internet.
Okay. But hey, you went to see Moana, right? How was that music? That was good music.
That was actually a very solid suggestion from you, because Moana was actually really good. Really good. I definitely would not have seen it if you hadn't been like, it's so good. You have no idea. I cried. And then, I had to cry to someone else, and you just talked about how much you were crying about it, like a little bitch. Yeah. And then I was like, wow, if it could bring a guy like Tessa Sula to his knees crying openly, sobbing in a theater, maybe I'd like it.
What would it do to a heartless bitch like me?
A heartless bitch like Penny.
And she sat there quietly.
I did not cry, but I got goosebumps.
I hope this Moana character dies.
No!
That would please me.
But sometimes
the songs aren't very good, but these were solid songs.
And I am a miserable bitch, and I still loved it.
You loved it.
Okay. At what point did your favorite TV series become your favorite TV series?
So I think my favorite TV series, by criteria of I have simply watched it so many times because it is like solidly and always funny, is Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Excellent choice. Excellent choice.
Thank you. Like
Nightman. Dayman, Fighter of the Nightman. I'm obsessed.
You can rewatch that show as many times
as you can.
And they will always find something funny in it. Like, even if not every episode works because you've seen them so many times, something will go, oh, I totally forgot about the time that Charlie becomes a genius. Dennis is the best character.
You would totally be Dennis, actually. If I had to pick a character for you, you'd be Dennis.
Dennis is an insipid
sociopath. He's a sociopath that bangs everything he can. Holy shit, I can't believe you just quoted that. That's what me and my brother quote all the time. You stupid bitch! You haven't thought of the smell!
Now let's talk about that is one of my favorite bits of him. Where he's like, I have to have my tools!
Or when Dee and Charlie eat human meat, they think it's human meat and it's raccoon.
That was actually the first episode I saw. That one. The one with the human meat. I don't know why, but obviously that's a really good episode.
Yeah, it is. It's so good.
Like, it's hard for me to pinpoint that because it was quite a while ago when I started watching it.
You can say it became your favorite show right now because you decided to pick it.
I've come to the realization over recently that it is my favorite TV show.
Good job. Good choice.
How about you, Penny?
Well, I have a lot of favorites, but we'll go with one that's like still airing, and it's Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Oh my god.
I know that one.
What? Okay. I feel like you and I are fairly similar in humor for some things. I think you'd like it.
I don't know. We haven't really shared a laugh at all.
I know. This has been so fucking painful. I've just been using a laugh track of me laughing other times.
Because it's not really
You! That's not how I laugh! That's how you... Okay, I'm going to do your laugh for everybody.
Okay, go for it. That is literally how you've been laughing.
I've been laughing. Ha ha ha.
What?
I've been laughing. Oh my... Well, you're...
This is how you laugh. This is how you laugh. Actually laugh. Okay. Not impressions. It's actually how you laugh.
You're so fucking mean! That is not how I laugh at all!
Now you think it is.
Now I'm fucking insecure!
I know.
And now you just did a fake laugh to cover up your laugh.
What I've been doing there is neglecting you emotionally. This is step 4 of the Dennis system, ladies and gentlemen.
I love that show. Okay, anyway, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and the point I realized I loved it is when they sang a song about a UTI. So, number 17. What is a weird, pointless talent that you have, and how did you discover it?
Do you have any pointless talents? I'm trying to think of pointless talents.
I can curl my tongue into a clover shape.
A clover shape?
Yeah. Like, you know how you fold your tongue? Like,
how broad is your tongue?
It's not very broad. It's pretty
pointy. You like a Squirtle or something?
Ah! Squirtle.
That's a good impression.
Did you say answer the question?
That's a good impression.
Yeah, it was. Fernal, Squirtle.
Yeah, it was a fucking great impression.
Bulbasaur. Pika!
All the Pokemon.
I can do three. And you just heard them.
Yeah.
You know how some people can curl their tongue into a tube? Mm-hmm. Well, instead of having the 1 point, you have 3 points. And it's very pointless, because it will never come in handy for me. Except for this questionnaire, so maybe it's not so pointless. Whoa!
But how did you discover this talent?
This bitch in school did it, and she was like, no one else can do this. And I was like, you know what? Fuck you, I can. And I did.
Is it that bitch Jenny again?
No! Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, I fucking hate that.
Jenny!
What a bitch!
I love you, Jenny.
Can't fucking stand her, what a total bitch. No. I don't know.
Australian and Irish.
That was Scottish. I thought my Scottish was getting pretty good, actually. It's not bad.
Keep going.
Hear yours.
Do the rest of the fucking questionnaire in Scottish.
All right. Well, what's a weird pointless talent that you have? Then Tessa Sula. How'd you discover it?
Apparently not my Scottish accent, which is fucking useless.
But actually, it's not bad. It's not bad at all.
It's not bad at all, mate.
Well, no, you can't see. Now, mate. Go back in Australian, and it's fucking terrible, yeah?
It's not great. Not great, mate.
Let's hear yours, because I can't fucking do it.
Right, it takes a little bit of time to get into it, I think, actually. But, this is my Australian accent.
Shit, that's really good! God.
Yeah, but I've had a lot of time to practice, you know?
Fuck! How do you do...
I was born closer to Australia than you were.
That's true. Damn it! Damn it.
My brother, actually, we were on a mountain in China, and we were walking up to the top of it, and, you know, we have this thing where we start to, like, imitate the accents that we hear, and my brother was talking to this Australian lady, and she's like, oh! And, you know, he's as English as I am. I was like, so what time did you set off in the morning, mate? And he was like, 9 a.m! Are you taking a piss?
So impressed with you, and actually I kind of, if I'm honest, I hate you a little bit, because
okay.
I can't do
okay.
it.
I get you, Penny.
I'm trying.
So here's what you're going to do, Penny.
Oh, alright, yeah.
Right, you're listening carefully, right?
I'm listening carefully, yeah.
Yeah, kangaroo jig.
Kangaroo jig.
I want you to go to your refrigerator, or as we call it, frozen box, in Australia.
All right.
I want you to take a water bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah? Take the lid off that water bottle. Like so.
Alright.
And shove it up your ass.
Is that from South Park?
It's a bit in Rick and Morty where he's like, I'm gonna need you to shove that crystal right up your ass, Rick and Morty. Right up in there, deep as you can go.
I've actually never seen that show.
Oh, Rick and Morty is great.
My other brother tried to introduce me to it, and I just couldn't get into it.
I would give it a shot.
I just told you I just gave it a shot, and I didn't like it. You need to work on your active listening skills.
You need to work on shoving that water bottle right up your ass.
Okay, you didn't tell me the weird pointless talent.
I mean, I can, like, vibrate my eyes.
Ew, okay, that's very good and useless. How did you discover it? I hate it when people do that, though. When? Yeah. Like, when did you do
it? Oh, like, I was really young. I think I picked this up pretty quickly.
Just the Sula. How many of these questions do you think you've answered on other questionnaires?
Not many, actually. These are pretty fresh.
Can I ask why you said fresh so aggressively?
I wasn't sure if fresh was slang people were using these days.
I know you're so old.
That was a really fresh song, man. No problem.
Wow. Listen to the radio more, okay, buddy? I'm concerned for you.
Is that what the groovy people are doing?
Groovy? Yes, that is exactly what... You should definitely say that to people in real life. Chortle.
I think I've done the how are you right now in something or another, but that's probably... maybe... What was the first thing I submitted on GWA? Yeah. Yeah. I think that's it, though.
Oh, I definitely.
I definitely think that's all we did.
Definitely.
What about you, Penny?
I have definitely answered... what was my first submitted work? And that is it.
So, the next, the bonus, first bonus round question, or task, is to perform one of your favorite parts from a film. Don't mention the film, so we can guess.
Yeah. But okay, since we're doing it together, we're just going to guess each other's.
Okay.
Okay?
Gosh, I've got to get the character a little bit. I've got to see if I can remember the lines.
Okay, I'm really excited. I'm really excited.
Let me just see if I can remember the lines.
Are you Googling it right now?
No, I'm just getting into character.
Okay, I totally understand. I totally understand.
I have a competition in me, see? I hate most other people. I hate to be around them. And that's it, really.
Isn't it? It's most other men?
Most other men, yes. I have a competition in me. I like that bit, most of all.
I believe that's from actually one of my favorite movies, I think. There Will Be Blood?
Yeah, There Will Be Blood.
That's one of my favorite movies! Yeah, good choice.
That movie. He's like, I'm sucking your milkshake.
Yes, I'm drinking your milkshake.
I'm drinking your milkshake. Right from underneath you. Right now.
Oh, that's so good. Great. I drink it up!
Exactly.
It's such a good movie. Oh my god, you picked a great one, actually. That is actually quite possibly my favorite movie of all time, so good choice.
I'm an oil man. See, my family have been in oil for generations. Here's my son. Whatever it is.
Such a good movie. I'm probably going to go watch it after I hang up with you.
It's a long-ass movie, though.
Don't even care. It's so good. All right.
Okay,
I have to get into character.
Get into character.
And apparently to do that, I rub my face. Okay.
Rub your face. Go for it.
It's not going to be as good as yours. Yours is really good. Shit. Okay. When Alexander saw the breadth of his domain, he wept, for there were no more worlds to conquer.
Well, seeing as I know you have the hard-on for Colin Farrell right now, I mean, is it lifting your desk? You're like, oh my god, I'm thinking about him. Blonde Colin Farrell. That was a really weird movie, by the way, because
it's not even for some reason. It's not that movie.
It's not Alexander?
No.
Is it Troy, then?
No.
But you're doing a Russian accent that Angelina Jolie had. Like,
Am I?
But am I? You kind of are.
Maybe I'm doing a German accent, just terrible.
Oh, we talked about this a little bit.
We did.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Are you playing Bill Clay?
Yes! A.K.A.
Hans Gruber. A.K.A. Alan Rickman.
Yes!
A.K.A. Snape.
A.K.A. my first love. He was the one I was talking about when I talked about my first love. I take a bullet. Not necessarily.
It's a very serious discussion about love. And then I saw Die Hard for the first time.
Oh my god, Die Hard. Quigley Down Under. Truly, Madly, Deeply.
When does he say that bit?
It's when he's talking to Mr. Takashiro?
Mr. Nakamura Taras?
Nakatomi!
Nakatomi.
Mr. Nakatomi.
And he's will not be joining us
for the rest of his life.
His life.
Oh, such a good.
You have to find a degree of stick your teeth against your tongue.
I know I can't. My voice isn't low enough. I got a high
Mr.
little speak voice.
Nakatomi will not be joining us. No, it's Harry.
Well,
Harry
was.
Potter.
Potter. See, I can't. Potter. But yeah, he's in the air elevator. No. He comes out of the elevator. They're talking, and then he's around that little model. And he, is looking at it, and he's saying, like, when Alexander, blah, blah, blah. So my bonus, do you have a bonus yet? Probably not, so I made up.
No. Go for it.
I think this one's a good question. And it almost ties into one that we've answered. Say that when you have sex, the same song will always play in the background. What song do you pick? You get to pick it. But whenever you have sex, this song will be playing in the background.
Everybody hurts.
Sometimes.
That would be depressing. Hurt by Johnny Cash. No, super depressing.
Oh my god.
Why am I thinking of really depressing songs right now?
Because your sex life is depressing? Oh!
Far too close to the phone.
I'll edit it.
Why would you do that at the end of this?
I know, as soon as I did,
you're like,
really bad.
You're alone, you dog.
No, I take it back. I'll edit it out. I feel terrible.
No, you can't edit it out. It's in there now. You said that. You went there.
No, I take it back. Because your sex life is so great that you need to, bring it down a notch.
Yeah, I need to bring it down a notch. Take these broken wings!
There's lots of happy love songs. Well,
I know.
But it doesn't have to be a love song. It can just be a song that's sexy.
The other thing. like, sex song. Like,
I'm leaving Naples. Where you going? You sex thing.
Okay. No, not that one. You just ruined that song for me for the rest of my life.
I regret nothing about saying that your sex life is depressing. I say it again. Times 10 million.
Okay. Times 10 million. You're not fucking around. I really like this song, Shut Up Dance by Walk the Moon. So I'm going to take that one.
You have to sing a part because I don't know that song.
Goes something a bit like. How does it go again? Shut up and dance with me. That's the sort of like.
No, you have to sing more of it. I don't know it.
I'm just trying to. I can't remember the lyrics, and that's like obviously going to make it suck.
Just sing it then. Just the.
Okay.
That's We Built the City on Rock and Roll.
Oh god, I'm gonna have to send you the YouTube link or something like that.
No, I totally know the song. I just wanted to hear you try to sing it.
Fuck you! It's a good song, right? It's a really energetic, high energy song.
Shut up, you get there. Dance with me. Yeah, I know it.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. Every time I hear it, I'm like, I gotta dance.
But like, you're gonna be having sex, and that's what's gonna be playing in the background?
She's gonna be bouncing like a fucking jackhammer. Don't worry about it.
I won't worry about it. I trust you. Okay. That's good song. Good choice. What's your bonus question for me?
What song would you bone to?
Tear You Apart.
Bang It Out. What?
Tear You Apart by She Wants Revenge. It's got a really good beat for banging.
Go for it. Go for it. Let it hit me. I'm holding onto my earmuff. Go.
I'm trying to think of how it goes. It's like.
Oh, it's not easy, is it? It's not easy if someone puts you in the spot. Go fucking sing. Sing for me, bitch. Sing.
I can't do it. I'm really sorry. I can't. It's because it's all like. I can't do it. I can't.
You say this a lot when you're having sex as well. So.
I can't do this. It's too hard. I can't do it. Please don't make me. Just get someone else to do it. What's your bonus question?
How do you narrate your cooking practices, Penny?
What? How do I what?
I've heard that when you cook, you tend to pretend you're on a TV show.
Fuck.
Can you give us a small sampling of this behavior?
Did Melt tell you to ask me this?
No, you put it in one of your fucking comments or something.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Cooking with Penny. Right up today we have an egg omelet that's looking just wonderful. What do you think, Jean? It's looking great, Penny. Yes. Oh,
There's two people in it. Great.
I talked to the cameraman too.
Okay, who's the cameraman?
His name is Bill.
Does he have kids?
He doesn't. He's going through a really bad divorce.
No, Bill.
So that's kind of how it goes.
Okay. No, I'm sorry for interrupting. Let's get at least another minute of this.
God damn. Well, Penny, what do you think should be next? Well, it's funny you mentioned that, Gene, because next up we have some cube cheese, some green onion, or scallions for you across pond. Also, we have some spinach, diced tomatoes, and a little bit of my special seasoning. And then I do creepy wink, and I go, can't tell you what's in it.
Cool. I like it. Well done.
You shouldn't. It's fucking abysmal. And I feel like an idiot for doing this.
Hey, no one's watching except Bill.
No, well, Bill and Jean.
Bill and Jean. Well, Jean is helping you, presumably. She's in the kitchen with you.
Jean's a boy with a really high voice.
Oh, okay.
That was really presumptive of you.
Okay. But he's helping in the kitchen. He's not interested in watching. He's got things to do, right?
It's true. He's kind of like, he chops all the stuff up for me.
He's your sous chef.
He's my, that's the word I was trying to think of. He's my sous chef.
Yeah. As I sort of hinted at in when I answered that bit, I tend to do it in my poor Australian accent. So it's an Australian cooking show.
Of course it is. And now that I know your Australian's good, I'm actually really excited to hear it. All right. I'm ready.
Okay, so
I'm ready.
I'll have to sort of pretend I can do this again. Okay, I have to get into character because
you do. I totally get it.
Let's see if I can do it. I apologize to everyone if this comes out badly. Sometimes it doesn't work. Okay, so what we're going to do today is we're going to make what's called a toasty, a cheese toasty. Now, this is from this sort of New South Wales region of Australia, where there was a big Welsh population. They came in and they brought in their cooking habits, like toasties, what they call Welsh rarebit. It's a real delicacy from where I'm from, and we like to mix it up with Worcester sauce, something like that. Maybe I see it's gone. I lost it. But anyway,
that was so good. Keep going.
He talks about the history of the stuff he's making.
See, you talk about the history. Mine is just all like, this is the food. This is what's going in the food. This is when we eat the food.
Yeah, but then I'm making things like cheese toasties, which is not exactly the most complicated thing in the world.
Dude, you saw that I was making an omelet. So.
You had like scallions.
I did have scallions.
Spinach. I'm just like, oh yeah, this is just a piece of bread. Now when you put that into the toaster and you hold it down, you hold it right down there, as long as it takes. But you don't want it to be half cooked. That'd be shit, and you'd be like eating platypus in a fucking fried tin can or something. I don't know what it's right.
They definitely are big on eating platypus, so it's good that you mentioned that.
Delicious. Though poisonous. But maybe not venomous. No, venomous, not poisonous.
Do you mean venomous?
Venomous.
Because you definitely said venomous. Like when children say simonin instead of cinnamon.
Look, mate.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty bad. Didn't want to hurt you, offend you. But I thought it was pretty bad.
Something you should be worried about offending with that.
Yeah, my dear.
All of Australia.
All of Australia, you bogan.
Australia,
you bogan. You pluggies or whatever they say. I've lost it.
Okay, you've lost it, I think.
Well, okay.
1 hour and 43 minutes ago.
Holy shit, yeah.
With the edits, it probably might not be. So if you're listening and it's not 143 minutes, it's because we spent however many minutes saying our names mutually.
Oh, you're so nice to pretend that you said your name. What a friend. Friendship!
Okay. It's the only food you can't eat.
Friendship!
You need to have it to live.
Friendship!
Put it on your skin like cream.
Friendship!
I don't know if my definition of friendship matches the usual conventional definition of friendship. Don't look it up in the dictionary.
Dun, dun.
And that's me, Seth Fasula.
Thank you.
Saying goodbye. And I'm sorry.
I thought it was great. Thank you for coming on as my guest.